This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KVYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're talking about our spiritual and physical benefits that we have through faith and by faith. And Hebrews 6 and 12 says that we may be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promises. We're not going to get these promises and these blessings except we do it through faith and through patience. Then God is going to give them to us. Even though we know that all the promises of God is yes and amen, we have to employ faith and patience in order to receive them. These promises and these blessings is what I'm talking about. What that means is we have to get God's word, his scriptures on these promises and these blessings. And we have to read, study, meditate, and mix it with prayers unto God until it resonates in our heart. Then we will have what we say. And Mark 11 and 23 says, what things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You're going to have to believe. Believing is faith. You have to believe what God says in order to get it. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast our profession of faith without wavering. For it is, listen to this, saints, we can't waver. For it is faithful. He is faithful that promised. Meaning, we can't allow Satan to sway us in any way. But rather, we have to stay committed to the Word of God, which is our faith. No doubting. Don't allow no doubting. No fear. You know, no distractions. No second guessing God's word. Saints, when we do that, we're telling Satan that, okay, I believe you more than I believe God. And that's a lie. You can't do that. So you can't doubt. You can't faint. You can't be distracted. And he said, no wavering allowed. Hebrews 10 and 38 says, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says, the just shall live by his faith. See, it's a difference in this one. In Habakkuk 2 and 4, it said the just, they got to live by their faith. You can't live by somebody else's faith. You know, you can't live by somebody else's faith. You have to have faith of your own. You have to build up your faith toward God. It's not something that you have overnight. You have to build up your faith. And how do we build up our faith? We build it through the Word of God by reading the Scriptures. And we know that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Luke 4 and 40 says, Jesus is talking, and this is what he says. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? See, if you expect to receive from God, you're going to have to believe, and you're going to have faith. This is the requirement from God. The just shall live by his faith. You know, all of the attributes of faith, we have, listen. All of the attributes of faith is qualities that God himself have. You know, they are fruit. That's what faith is. It's a fruit of the Spirit. You know, and that's God's Spirit. Faith is a fruit of God's Spirit. If you look at Galatians, it's a fruit of the Spirit, and it's one of the spirits that God has. And we can benefit from we can benefit from these fruits greatly when we put them into practice in our lives. When we're fearful and afraid, we're not in faith. When we're fearful and afraid, we're not in faith. Faith and fear do not coincide together. They do not work together. You know, faith will conquer giants. We see David, when he killed Goliath, you know, he did it in the name of the Lord with a slingshot and a stone. But he had to go in the name of the Lord. That was his faith. I'm going to him, and I'm going to kill this big giant in the name of the Lord. And guess what? He picked up his little slingshot and a stone, and boom, that giant was dead. You know, Daniel prayed. He trusted in his God. He had to sleep with the lion, but the angels came and they locked the lion's jaws. They locked his mouth, and it couldn't do Daniel any harm. See, this is what we do when we have faith. The devil can't harm us. He can't do anything to us when we operate our total life by faith. You know, if we want to see God's blessings and his promises, you know, we have to act in faith. You know, we have to activate it in our lives on a daily basis. We have to have faith in God. We have to walk by faith. Faith, you know, and not by sight. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. The word of the scriptures are our faith. I want you to understand that you're looking for faith and you're looking for something mystical, but the word of God is our faith. God called things that wasn't as though they were. Now, he didn't see it, but he called it. He called the whole universe into existence out of what he had in his imagination and in his mind. Abraham staggered not, nor did he doubt what God told him. God told him he'd be the father of many nations, and he didn't doubt, and he didn't stagger. You know, he believed that God was making him the father of many nations. Sarah, through faith, received strength to receive. You know, she laughed when the angels was out there and they was telling Abraham that she was going to have a baby. She laughed because she knew she had passed that childbearing age, and she didn't have strength to receive. But God gave her strength to receive. Saints of God, God will give us strength, just like he did Sarah, to receive everything that we're asking him for. He will give us strength to receive. You know, the entire 11th chapter of Hebrews helps us to see how we have to exercise our faith. We walk and we live by faith and not by sight. Saints of God, this is just not something pleasant to say or something good to say, but the Bible tells us explicitly that we walk by faith and we live by faith. So that means everything we do is an exercise of faith. You know, I told you that there are many benefits that we can receive by using our faith. Luke 17 and 19, Jesus said unto them, talking about the 10 lepers, and he said, "Arise and go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." Now, saints of God, do you want to be made whole? Whole from what? Whatever that you're in pieces. If your marriage is in pieces, if your life is in pieces, if your family is in pieces, if your finances are in pieces, God can make you whole. It doesn't matter what's coming loose in your life. God is the one that can make you whole. You know, our faith can make us whole. Amen? It can make us whole. You know, Luke 18 and 42 says, Jesus said to the blind man, "Receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee." Our faith will save us, just like it saved that man, that blind man. It caused him to see. It'll do the same thing for us. In Luke 19 and 17, it's talking about the parable of the 10 pounds. The good servant, he added 10 more pounds to the 10 pounds that his Lord gave him. And in Luke 19 and 17, Jesus is telling a parable about this 10 pounds. And this is what he said. This is what he said. Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful over very little, thou have authority over 10 cities. So see, God multiplied the 10 that he had. He put 10 more on to it. He said, you have been faithful over very little. Have thou authority? He gave him authority over 10 cities. Saints of God, that's the multiplication. You know, through our faith, we can do all things through our faith. Through that man's faith, God, he multiplied. He multiplied the things that good servant had. And God will do the same thing for us. He will multiply us. You know, whether it's our seeds of giving, our word seed, or our healing seed, our deliverance from all evil, we must have faith in his word in order to receive from God. We must have faith. Without faith, we're not going to please God. You know, Romans 5 and 2, Paul says, by whom, meaning Jesus, we have access by faith unto his grace, wherein we stand. We stand in the grace of God, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This is what gives us joy. You know, we were talking about the joy of the Lord, and you want to know why you should be joyful? I'm going to read this again, and I'm going to point out to you why you should be joyful. You know, some people might say, well, I don't feel joyful. I don't feel like laughing. But in Romans 5 and 2, Paul is telling them, he says, what Jesus says. He says, we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand. We have access to the grace of God wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. See, we're rejoicing because of the glory of God, that he shines on us, that he gives us his glory. He covers us with all of his glory, his blessings, his mercy. This is why we should be thankful, and this is why we should be joyful and laughing, full of joy all the time. It's because we're covered. God has given us of himself. Nothing comes to us except by faith in the word of God, which we preach. And this is the word of God is what we preach. And this is what our faith is. It's the actual word of God. Romans 10 and 8. But what say thee? But what say it? The word is nigh thee. It's near us. It's right here near us. Even in our mouth and in our heart. That is the word of faith. See, the word of God is our faith, which we preach. Stop looking for some mystical power. Faith is God's word. It's God's word. And it's what we have to live by. It's what we have to talk about. It's what we have to... Everything that's going on in our life, it's got to be by faith. God is looking for faith. And he said in the last days, he said, when he come back, will he find faith on this earth? We have to make sure, saints of God, we are the church of the living God, and we live by faith, we walk by faith, we're to do everything in our life, we're supposed to do it by faith. When we give, we have to give by faith. Giving is also a spiritual fruit. We have to give. God said, give, and it shall be given unto us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall he give. She calls men to give into our bosom. You know, we are required by God to have faith. And we have 66 books, which is called the Bible. And all 66 books, we have to make sure that we have faith in every word that God say. See, we can't run around using alternate facts, which are nothing but lies.